GCSE Mathematics, 8300, specification for teaching from September 2015 onwards for exams in May/June 2017 onwards version 1.0 12 September 2014 GCSE Mathematics, 8300, for exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0 Contents 1 Introduction 5 1.11.255 Y Choose AQA for GCSE Mathematics Support and Resources to Help You Teach 2 Specification at a Glance 8 3 Subject Content 9 3.1 3.2 3.3 3.4 3.5 3.6 1 0 14 21 25 32 35 4 5 6 Number Algebra Ratio Proportion and Rates of Change Geometry and Measures Probability Statistics Scheme of Assessment 37 4.1 4.2 4.3 Aims and Learning Outcomes Assessment Objectives Assessment Weightings 37 38 39 General Administration 45.15.25.35.45.56 5.7 5.8 5.9 4 0 40 40 41 41 41 42 42 42 Entries and Codes Overlaps with Other Qualifications Awarding Grades and Reporting Results Resits and Shelf Life Previous Learning and Prerequisites Access to Assessment. Diversity and Inclusion Working with AQA for the First Time Private Candidates Materials for Use in the Examination Appendix. Mathematical Formulae 43 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 3 Are you using the latest version of these specifications? You will always find the most up-to-date version of this specification on our website at arca.org.uk/8300. We will write to you if there are significant changes to this specification. 4. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.01 Introduction 1.1 Why Choose AQA for GCSE Mathematics Maths is for everyone. It is diverse, engaging and essential in equipping students with the right skills to reach their future destination, whatever that may be. At ARCA, we design qualifications and support to enable students to engage with, explore, enjoy and succeed in maths. By putting students at the heart of everything we do, our aim is to support teachers to shape what success in maths looks like for every student. Our question papers are designed with students in mind. We are committed to ensuring that students are settled early in our exams and have the best possible opportunity to demonstrate their knowledge and understanding of maths to ensure they achieve the results they deserve. You can find out about all our mathematics qualifications at arca.org.uk/maths1.2 support and resources to help you teach. We know that support and resources are vital for your teaching and that you have limited time to find or develop good quality materials. So we've worked with experienced teachers to provide you with a range of resources that will help you confidently plan, teach and prepare for exams. Teaching resources. We have too many mathematics resources to list here, so visit arca.org.uk/8300 to see them all. They include route maps to allow you to plan how to deliver the specification in the way that will best suit you and your students, teaching guidance to outline clearly the possible scope of teaching and learning, lesson plans and homework sheets tailored to this specification, tests and assessments that will allow you to measure the development of your students as they work through the content, textbooks that are approved by AQA, training courses to help you deliver AQA mathematics qualifications, subject expertise courses for all teachers, from newly qualified teachers who are just getting started, to experienced teachers looking for fresh inspiration. Preparing for exams. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for everything you need to prepare for our exams, including past papers, mark schemes, and examiner's reports, specimen papers, and mark schemes for new courses. Exam Pro, a searchable bank of past AQA exam questions, exemplar student answers with examiner commentaries. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 5 Analyze your students' results with Enhanced Results Analysis, ERA. Find out which questions were the most challenging, how the results compare to previous years, and where your students need to improve. ERA, our free online results analysis tool, will help you see where to focus your teaching. Register at arca.org.uk/era for information about results, including maintaining standards over time, grade boundaries, and our post-results services. Visit arca.org.uk/results. Keep your skills up to date with professional development wherever you are in your career. There's always something new to learn. As well as subject-specific training, we offer a range of courses to help boost your skills. Improve your teaching skills in areas including differentiation, teaching literacy, and meeting Ofsted requirements. Help you prepare for a new role with our leadership and management courses. You can attend a course at venues around the country, in your school or online, whatever suits your needs and availability. Find out more at coursesandevents.arca.org.uk. 6. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0. Get help and support. Visit our website for information, guidance, support and resources at arca.org.uk/8300. You can talk directly to the mathematics subject team. maths@arca.org.uk. 0161 957 3852. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 72 specification at a glance. Subject content 1. Number 2. Algebra 3. Ratio, proportion and rates of change 4. Geometry and measures 5. Probability 6. Statistics assessments. GCSE Mathematics has a foundation tier, grades 1, 5, and a higher tier, grades 4, 9. Students must take 3 question papers at the same tier. All question papers must be taken in the same series. The information in the table below is the same for both foundation and higher tiers. The subject content section shows the content that is assessed in each tier. Plus paper 2. Calculator plus paper 3. Calculator. What's assessed content from any part of the specification may be assessed. Content from any part of the specification may be assessed. Content from any part of the specification may be assessed. How it's assessed. Written exam. 1 hour 30 minutes 80 marks. Non-calculator 33 1/3% of the GCSE mathematics assessment. Written exam. 1 hour 30 minutes 80 marks. Calculator allowed 33 1/3% of the GCSE mathematics assessment. Written exam. 1 hour 30 minutes 80 marks. Calculator allowed 33 1/3% of the GCSE mathematics assessment. Questions. A mix of question styles, from short, single mark questions to multi-step problems. The mathematical demand increases as a student progresses through the paper. A mix of question styles, from short, single mark questions to multi-step problems. The mathematical demand increases as a student progresses through the paper. A mix of question styles, from short, single mark questions to multi-step problems. The mathematical demand increases as a student progresses through the paper. Paper 1. Non-calculator 8. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.03. Subject content. The subject content of this specification matches that set out in the Department for Education's Mathematics GCSE Subject Content and Assessment Objectives document. This content is common to all exam boards. The content has been organized into broad topic areas and given a reference as follows. Number references start with N. Algebra references start with a ratio. Proportion and rates of change references start with R. Geometry and measures references start with G. Probability references start with P. Statistics references start with S. All content can be assessed on any of the 3 question papers. As such, some questions will draw together elements of maths from different topic areas. The weighting of the topic areas has been prescribed by Ofqual and is common to all exam boards. The table below shows the approximate weightings of the topic areas for the overall tier of assessment, not for each individual question paper. Topic area foundation tier percent, higher tier percent, number 2550. Algebra 2030. Ratio 2520. Geometry 1520. Probability and statistics combined 1515. The subject content, aims and learning outcomes, and assessment objectives section of this specification set out the knowledge, skills and understanding common to all GCSE mathematics exams. Within this specification, the assessment will reflect the key concepts of the subject as articulated in the subject content and assessment objectives document. In line with the requirements set by the Department for Education, the expectation is that all students will develop confidence and competence with the content identified in the Basic Foundation Content column. All students will be assessed on the content identified by the Basic Foundation Content and Additional Foundation Content columns. More highly attaining students will develop confidence and competence with all of this content. Only the more highly attaining students will be assessed on the content identified in the Higher Content column. The highest attaining students will develop confidence and competence with this content. Students can be said to have confidence and competence with mathematical content when they can apply it flexibly to solve problems. The content in the Basic Foundation Content column and Additional Foundation Content column can be assessed on Foundation Tier question papers. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 9. All content can be assessed on higher tier question papers. Notes are added to exemplify some of the specification references. In addition to this subject content, students should be able to recall, select and apply mathematical formulae. See the appendix for a list of the DFE prescribed formulae. 3.1 Number 3.1.1 Structure and Calculation. N1 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content. Only order positive and negative integers, decimals and fractions. Use the symbols equals, not equal to, less or equal to, greater or equal to notes, including use of a number line. See also A22 N2 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content. Only apply the four operations, including formal written methods, to integers, decimals and simple fractions, proper and improper, and mixed numbers, all both positive and negative. Understand and use place value, for example when working with very large or very small numbers, and when calculating with decimals. Notes, including questions set in context. Knowledge and understanding of terms used in household finance, for example profit, loss, cost price, selling price, debit, credit, balance, income tax, VAT and interest rate. See also R910. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0 N3 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only. Recognize and use relationships between operations, including inverse operations, for example cancellation to simplify calculations and expressions. Use conventional notation for priority of operations, including brackets, powers, roots and reciprocals. N4 Basic Foundation Content. Use the concepts and vocabulary of prime numbers, factors, divisors, multiples, common factors, common multiples, highest common factor, lowest common multiple, prime factorization, including using product notation and the unique factorization theorem. Notes, prime factor decomposition including product of prime factors written in index form. N5 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Apply systematic listing strategies. Higher Content only including use of the product rule for counting notes, including using lists, tables and diagrams. N6 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Use positive integer powers and associated real roots, square, cube and higher. Recognize powers of 2, 3, 4, 5. Higher Content only estimate powers and roots of any given positive number. Notes, including square numbers up to 15 times 15. Students should know that 1,000 equals 103 and 1,000,000 equals 106. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 11 N7 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only. Calculate with roots and with integer indices. Calculate with fractional indices. Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only. Calculate exactly with fractions. Calculate exactly with multiples of. Calculate exactly with thirds. N8 Simplify third expressions involving squares. For example, 12 equals 4 times 3 equals 4 times 3 equals 2, 3, and rationalize denominators. Notes, see also G17 and G18. N9 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only. Calculate with and interpret standard form a times 10n, where 1 less or equal to a, 10, and n is an integer. Notes, with and without a calculator. Interpret calculator displays. 3.1.2 fractions, decimals and percentages N10 basic foundation content work interchangeably with terminating decimals and their corresponding fractions, such as 7.3 additional foundation content higher content only change recurring decimals into their corresponding fractions, and vice versa 3.5, and 2 or 0.375, and 8 notes, including ordering. 12 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0 N11 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Identify and Work with Fractions in Ratio Problems Notes. See also R8N12 Basic Foundation Content Interpret Fractions and Percentages as Operators Notes, including interpreting percentage problems using a multiplier. See also R9 3.1.3 Measures and Accuracy N13 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Use Standard Units of Mass, Length, Time, Money and Other Measures, including Standard Compound Measures, using Decimal Quantities, where appropriate notes. No and use metric conversion factors for length, area, volume and capacity. Imperial/metric conversions will be given in the question. N14 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Estimate Answers Check calculations using approximation and estimation, including answers obtained using technology notes, including evaluation of results obtained. See also N15 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration 13 N15 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Round Numbers and Measures to an appropriate degree of accuracy, for example to a specified number of decimal places or significant figures, use inequality notation to specify simple error intervals due to truncation or rounding higher content only notes. Including appropriate rounding for questions set in context. Students should know not to round values during intermediate steps of a calculation. See also N14 N16 Basic Foundation Content 3.2 Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Apply and Interpret Limits of Accuracy including Upper and Lower Bounds Algebra 3.2.1 Notation, Vocabulary and Manipulation A1 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Use and Interpret Algebraic Notation, including Ab in place of a times B3 Y in place of Y plus Y, and 3 times Y A2 in place of a times A, A3 in place of a times A, A2B in place of a times B, AB in place of a divide by B coefficients written as fractions rather than as decimals brackets notes. It is expected that answers will be given in their simplest form without an explicit instruction to do so. 14 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0 A2 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Substitute numerical values into formulae and expressions, including scientific formulae notes. Unfamiliar formulae will be given in the question. See the appendix for a full list of the prescribed formulae. See also A5A3 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Understand and Use the Concepts and Vocabulary of Expressions, Equations, Formulae, Inequalities, Terms and Factors to Include Identities Higher Content Only Notes. This will be implicitly and explicitly assessed. A4 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Simplify and Manipulate Algebraic Expressions by colon Simplify and Manipulate Algebraic Expressions, including those involving thirds, by colon Simplify and Manipulate Algebraic Expressions, including those involving thirds, and Algebraic Fractions, by expanding products of two binomials factorizing quadratic expressions of the form x2 plus bx plus c, including the difference of two squares expanding products of two or more binomials factorizing quadratic expressions of the form x2 plus bx plus c collecting like terms multiplying a single term over a bracket taking out common factors simplifying expressions involving sums, products and powers, including the laws of indices. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration 15A5 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Understand and Use Standard Mathematical Formulae Rearrange Formulae to Change the Subject Notes. including use of formulae from other subjects in words and using symbols. See the appendix for a full list of the prescribed formulae. See also A2A6 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content. Only know the difference between an equation and an identity. Argue mathematically to show algebraic expressions are equivalent, and use algebra to support and construct arguments to include proofs. Additional Foundation Content Higher Content. Only A7 Basic Foundation Content, where appropriate, interpret simple expressions as functions with inputs and outputs. Interpret the reverse process as the inverse function. Interpret the succession of two functions as a composite function. Notes: understanding and use of fx, fgx, and f-1x notation is expected at higher tier. 3.2.2 Graph A8 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content. Only work with coordinates in all four quadrants. 16 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.089 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content. Only plot graphs of equations that correspond to straight line graphs in the coordinate planners. The form I equals mx plus c to identify parallel lines. Use the form y equals mx plus c to identify perpendicular lines. Find the equation of the line through two given points, or through one point with a given gradient. A10 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content. Only Additional Foundation Content Higher Content. Only identify and interpret gradients and intercepts of linear functions graphically and algebraically. A11 Basic Foundation Content. Identify and interpret roots, intercepts and turning points of quadratic functions graphically. Deduce roots algebraically. Deduce turning points by completing the square notes, including the symmetrical property of a quadratic. See also A18 A12 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content. Only recognize, sketch and interpret graphs of linear functions and quadratic functions, including simple cubic functions and the reciprocal one function y equals x with x not equal to 0, including exponential functions y equals kx for positive value of k and the trigonometric functions with arguments in degrees y equals sin x, y equals cos x, and y equals tan x for angles of any size. Notes: see also G21. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 17A13 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content. Only sketch translations and reflections of a given function. A14 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content. Only plot and interpret graphs and graphs of non-standard functions in real contexts to find approximate solutions to problems, such as simple kinematic problems involving distance, speed and acceleration, including reciprocal graphs, including exponential graphs. Notes: including problems requiring a graphical solution. See also A15 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content. Only calculate or estimate gradients of graphs and areas under graphs, including quadratic and other nonlinear graphs, and interpret results in cases such as distance-time graphs, velocity-time graphs, and graphs in financial contexts. Notes: see also A14, R14, and R15. A16 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content. Only recognize and use the equation of a circle with center at the origin. Find the equation of a tangent to a circle at a given point. 18 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.03.2.3 Solving Equations and Inequalities. A17 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content. Solve linear equations in one unknown algebraically, including those with the unknown on both sides of the equation. Find approximate solutions using a graph. Higher content. Only notes, including use of brackets. A18 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content. Only solve quadratic equations algebraically by factorizing, including those that require rearrangement, including completing the square, and by using the quadratic formula. Find approximate solutions using a graph. Notes: See also A11A19 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Solve two simultaneous equations in two variables, linear slash linear, algebraically including linear slash quadratic. Find approximate solutions using a graph. A20 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Find approximate solutions to equations numerically using iteration notes, including the use of suffix notation in recursive formulae. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 19A21 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Translate simple situations or procedures into algebraic expressions, or formulae derive an equation, or two simultaneous equations, solve the equation S, and interpret the solution notes, including the solution of geometrical problems, and problems set in context. A22 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Solve linear inequalities in one variable. Solve linear inequalities in one, or two variable, S, and quadratic inequalities in one variable. Represent the solution set on a number line. Represent the solution set on a number line, using set notation, and on a graph notes. Students should know the conventions of an open circle on a number line for a strict inequality, and a closed circle for an included boundary. See also N1 in graphical work. The convention of a dashed line for strict inequalities, and a solid line for an included inequality will be required. 3.2.4 Sequences. A23 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Generate terms of a sequence from either a term-to-term, or a position-to-term rule notes, including from patterns and diagrams. 20 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0 A24 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Recognize and Use Sequences of Triangular, Square and Cube Numbers, and Simple Arithmetic Progressions including Fibonacci Type Sequences, Quadratic sequences, and simple geometric progressions Rn, where n is an integer, and r is a rational number, 0, including other sequences including, where r is a third note. Other recursive sequences will be defined in the question. A25 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content including quadratic sequences. Deduce expressions to calculate the nth term of linear sequences. 3.3 Higher Content Only Ratio, Proportion and Rates of Change. R1 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content change freely between related standard units, for example time, length, area, volume slash capacity, mass, and compound units, for example speed, rates of pay, prices, in numerical contexts compound units, for example density, pressure. Higher content only in numerical and algebraic contexts. R2 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content higher content only use scale factors, scale diagrams, and maps notes, including geometrical problems. R3 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content higher content only express one quantity as a fraction of another, where the fraction is less than 1, or greater than 1. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 21 R4 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Use Ratio Notation, including reduction to simplest form. R5 Basic Foundation Content Divide a given quantity into two parts in a given part, part or part. Whole ratio express the division of a quantity into two parts as a ratio. Apply ratio to real contexts and problems, such as those involving conversion, comparison, scaling, mixing, concentrations, notes, including better value or best buy problems. R6 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Express a multiplicative relationship between two quantities as a ratio, or a fraction. R7 Basic Foundation Content Understand and Use Proportion as Equality of Ratios. R8 Basic Foundation Content Relate Ratios to Fractions and to Linear Functions Notes. See also N11, R1422. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0 R9 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Use Compound Units, such as Speed, Rates of Pay, Unit Pricing Use Compound Units, such as Density and Pressure Define Percentage as Number of Parts per 100, Interpret Percentages and Percentage Changes as a Fraction or a Decimal, and interpret these multiplicatively express one quantity as a percentage of another compare two quantities using percentages work with percentages greater than 100% solve problems involving percentage change, including percentage increase slash decrease, and original value problems, and simple interest including in financial mathematics notes. See also N2, N12 R10 Basic Foundation Content Solve problems involving direct and inverse proportion, including graphical and algebraic representations R11 notes, including making comparisons. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration 23 R12 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Compare lengths, areas and volumes using ratio notation make links to similarity, including trigonometric ratios, scale factors higher content only notes. See also G19, G20 R13 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Understand that X is inversely proportional to Y is equivalent 1 to X is proportional to Y Interpret equations that describe direct and inverse proportion construct and interpret equations that describe direct and inverse proportion Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only R14 Basic Foundation Content Interpret the gradient of a straight line graph as a rate of change Recognize and interpret graphs that illustrate direct and inverse proportion notes. See also A15, R8 R15 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Interpret the gradient at a point on a curve as the instantaneous rate of change Apply the concepts of average and instantaneous rate of change gradients of chords and tangents in numerical, algebraic and graphical contexts notes. See also A1524 visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0 R16 Basic Foundation Content 3.4 Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Setup. Solve and interpret the answers in growth and decay problems, including compound interest and work with general iterative processes geometry and measures 3.4.1 properties and constructions G1 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Use conventional terms and notations. Points, lines, vertices, edges, planes, parallel lines, perpendicular lines, right angles, polygons, regular polygons, and polygons with reflection and slash or rotation symmetries use the standard conventions for labeling and referring to the sides and angles of triangles. Draw diagrams from written description. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration 25 G2 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Use the standard ruler and compass constructions, perpendicular bisector of a line segment, constructing a perpendicular to a given line from slash at a given point, bisecting a given angle, use these to construct given figures, and solve loci problems. Know that the perpendicular distance from a point to a line is the shortest distance to the line notes, including constructing an angle of 60 degrees. G3 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Apply the properties of angles at a point on a straight line, vertically opposite angles understand, and use alternate and corresponding angles on parallel lines derive, and use the sum of angles in a triangle, for example to deduce, and use the angle sum in any polygon, and to derive properties of regular polygons, notes. Colloquial terms, such as Z angles are not acceptable, and should not be used. 26 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0 G4 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Derive and apply the properties and definitions of special types of quadrilaterals, including square, rectangle, parallelogram, trapezium, kite and rhombus, and triangles and other plane figures using appropriate language notes, including knowing names and properties of isosceles, equilateral, scaling, right-angled, acute-angled, obtuse-angled triangles, including knowing names and using the polygons, pentagon, hexagon, octagon and decagon. G5 basic foundation content, additional foundation content, higher content. Only use the basic congruence criteria for triangles, SSS, SAS, SR, RHS. G6 basic foundation content, additional foundation content, higher content. Only apply angle facts, triangle congruence, similarity and properties of quadrilaterals to conjecture, and derive results about angles and sides, including Pythagoras' theorem, and the fact that the base angles of an isosceles triangle are equal, and use known results to obtain simple proofs. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 27 G7 basic foundation content, additional foundation content, higher content. Only identify, describe and construct congruent and similar shapes, including on coordinate axes, by considering rotation, reflection, translation and enlargement, including fractional scale factors, including negative scale factors. Additional foundation content, higher content. Only G8 basic foundation content, describe the changes and invariance achieved by combinations of rotations, reflections and translations. Notes, including using column vector notation for translations. See also G24 G9 basic foundation content, additional foundation content. Identify and apply circle definitions and properties, including center, radius, chord, diameter, circumference, including tangent, arc, sector and segment. Higher content. Only G10 basic foundation content, additional foundation content, higher content. Only apply and prove the standard circle theorems concerning angles, radii, tangents and chords, and use them to prove related results. Notes, including angle subtended by an arc at the center is equal to twice the angle subtended at any point on the circumference, angle subtended at the circumference by a semicircle is 90 degrees, angles in the same segment are equal, opposite angles in a cyclic quadrilateral sum to 180 degrees, tangent at any point on a circle is perpendicular to the radius at that point, tangents from an external point are equal in length, the perpendicular from the center to a chord bisects the chord, alternate segment theorem. 28 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0 G11 Basic Foundation Content, Additional Foundation Content, Higher Content. Only Additional Foundation Content, Higher Content. Only Basic Foundation Content, Additional Foundation Content, Higher Content. Only Interpret Plans and Elevations of 3D Shapes. Construct and Interpret Plans and Elevations of 3D Shapes. Solve Geometrical Problems on Coordinate Axes. G12 Basic Foundation Content, Identify Properties of the Faces, Surfaces, Edges and Vertices of Cubes, Cuboids, Prisms, Cylinders, Pyramids, Cones and Spheres. G13 3.4.2 Mensuration and Calculation. G14 Basic Foundation Content, Additional Foundation Content, Higher Content. Only Additional Foundation Content, Higher Content. Only use standard units of measure and related concepts, length, area, volume / capacity, mass, time, money, etc. G15 Basic Foundation Content, Measure Line Segments and Angles in Geometric Figures, including Interpreting Maps and Scale Drawings and Use of Bearings. Notes, including the 8 compass point bearings and 3 figure bearings. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 29 G16 Basic Foundation Content, Additional Foundation Content, Higher Content. Only Basic Foundation Content, Additional Foundation Content, Higher Content. Only know the formulae. Circumference of a circle equals 2R equals the surface area and volume of spheres, pyramids, cones and composite solids. Know and apply formulae to calculate area of triangles, parallelograms, trapezia, volume of cuboids, and other right prisms, including cylinders. G17 Area of a circle equals R2. Calculate perimeters of 2D shapes, including circles, areas of circles, and composite shapes. Notes, including frustums. Solutions in terms of may be asked for. See also N8, G18, G18 Basic Foundation Content, Additional Foundation Content, Higher Content. Only calculate arc lengths, angles and areas of sectors of circles. Notes, see also N8, G17, G19 Basic Foundation Content, Additional Foundation Content, Higher Content. Only apply the concepts of congruence and similarity, including the relationships between lengths in similar figures, including the relationships between lengths, areas and volumes in similar figures. Notes, See also R1230 visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0 G20 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Know the formulae for Pythagoras Theorem, A2 plus B2 equals C2, and the trigonometric ratios, opposite sin equals hypotenuse, adjacent cos equals hypotenuse, and opposite tan equals adjacent. Apply them to find angles and lengths in right-angled triangles in two-dimensional figures. Apply them to find angles and lengths in right-angled triangles and, where possible, general triangles in two- and three-dimensional figures. Additional foundation content. Higher content only notes. See also R12G21 Basic Foundation Content. Know the exact values of sin and cos for equals 0 degrees, 30 degrees, 45 degrees, 60 degrees, and 90 degrees notes. See also A12. Know the exact value of tan for equals 0 degrees, 30 degrees, 45 degrees, 60 degrees. G22 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only know and apply the sine rule. ABC sin A equals sin B equals sin C, and cosine rule, A2 equals B2 plus C2 minus 2BC cos A. To find unknown lengths and angles, visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 31G23 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only know and apply 1 area equals 2 ab sin C. To calculate the area, sides or angles of any triangle, 3.4.3 vectors. G24 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only. Apply addition and subtraction of vectors, multiplication of vectors by a scalar, and diagrammatic and column representations of vector source vectors to construct geometric arguments and proofs. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only. Describe translations as 2D vectors. Notes. See also G8G25 Basic Foundation Content. 3.5 Probability. P1 Basic Foundation Content. Record, describe and analyze the frequency of outcomes of probability experiments using tables and frequency trees. Notes. Probabilities should be written as fractions, decimals or percentages. 32 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0 P2 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only. 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 Apply ideas of randomness, fairness and equally likely events to calculate expected outcomes of multiple future experiments. P3 Basic Foundation Content. Relate relative expected frequencies to theoretical probability, using appropriate language, and the 0 to 1 probability scale. P4 Basic Foundation Content. Apply the property that the probabilities of an exhaustive set of outcomes sum to 1. Apply the property that the probabilities of an exhaustive set of mutually exclusive events sum to 1. P5 Basic Foundation Content. Understand that empirical and biased samples tend towards theoretical probability distributions, with increasing sample size. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 33 P6 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Enumerate sets and combinations of sets systematically, using tables, grids, Venn diagrams, including using tree diagrams. Higher Content only. P7 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only. Construct theoretical possibility spaces for single and combined experiments with equally likely outcomes, and use these to calculate theoretical probabilities. P8 Basic Foundation Content. Calculate the probability of independent and dependent combined events, including using tree diagrams and other representations, and know the underlying assumptions. Notes, including knowing when to add and when to multiply two or more probabilities. P9 Basic Foundation Content. Additional Foundation Content. Higher Content only. Calculate and interpret conditional probabilities through representation using expected frequencies with two-way tables, tree diagrams, and Venn diagrams. 34 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.03.6 Statistics S1 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Infer Properties of Populations or Distributions from a Sample, whilst knowing the limitations of sampling S2 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Interpret and Construct Tables, Charts and Diagrams, including Frequency Tables, Bar Charts, Pie Charts, and Pictograms for Categorical Data, Vertical Line Charts for Ungrouped Discrete Numerical Data, and know their appropriate use including Tables and Line Graphs for Time Series Data. Higher Content Only Notes, including choosing suitable statistical diagrams. S3 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Construct and Interpret Diagrams for Grouped Discrete Data and Continuous Data, i.e. histograms with equal and unequal class intervals and cumulative frequency graphs, and know their appropriate use. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 35 for Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Interpret, analyze and compare the distributions of datasets from univariate empirical distributions through appropriate graphical representation involving discrete, continuous and grouped data including box plots, appropriate measures of central tendency, median, mean, mode and modal class, and spread, range, including consideration of outliers, including quartiles and interquartile range notes. Students should know and understand the terms primary data, secondary data, discrete data, and continuous data. S5 Basic Foundation Content Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Additional Foundation Content Higher Content Only Apply Statistics to Describe a Population. S6 Basic Foundation Content Use and Interpret Scatter Graphs of Bivariate Data. Recognize correlation. Know that it does not indicate causation. Draw estimated lines of best fit. Make predictions. Interpolate and extrapolate apparent trends, whilst knowing the dangers of so doing. Notes. Students should know and understand the terms positive correlation, negative correlation, no correlation, weak correlation, and strong correlation. 36 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.04 Scheme of Assessment. Find past papers and mark schemes and specimen papers for new courses on our website at arca.org.uk/past papers. This specification is designed to be taken over 2 years with all assessments taken at the end of the course. GCSE exams and certification for this specification are available for the first time in May/June 2017 and then every May/June and November for the life of the specification. This is a linear qualification. In order to achieve the award, students must complete all exams in November or May/June in a single year. All assessments must be taken in the same series. November entries will only be available to students who were at least 16 on the previous 31 August. See receipts and shelf life in the General Administration section for November entry restrictions. All GCSE exams in mathematics must include questions that allow students to draw on elements from within and across different topic areas, and questions that allow students to provide extended responses. All materials are available in English only. 4.1 Aims and Learning Outcomes. Courses based on this specification in mathematics should provide a broad, coherent, satisfying and worthwhile course of study. They should encourage students to develop confidence in, and a positive attitude towards, mathematics and to recognize the importance of mathematics in their own lives and to society. They should also provide a strong mathematical foundation for students who go on to study mathematics at a higher level post-16. Courses based on this specification in mathematics should enable students to 1. Develop fluent knowledge, skills and understanding of mathematical methods and concepts. 2. Acquire, select and apply mathematical techniques to solve problems. 3. Reason mathematically, make deductions and inferences and draw conclusions. 4. Comprehend, interpret and communicate mathematical information in a variety of forms appropriate to the information and context. Students should be aware that mathematics can be used to develop models of real situations, and that these models may be more or less effective depending on how the situation has been simplified and the assumptions that have been made. Students should also be able to recall, select and apply mathematical formulae. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 374.2 Assessment objectives, OWS, are set by Ofqual, and are the same across all GCSE mathematics specifications, and all exam boards. The exams will assess the following AO in the context of the content set out in the subject content section. OWS 1. Use and apply standard techniques. Students should be able to accurately recall facts, terminology and definitions, use and interpret notation correctly, accurately carry out routine procedures, or set tasks requiring multi-step solutions. How to reason, interpret and communicate mathematically. Students should be able to make deductions, inferences and draw conclusions from mathematical information, construct chains of reasoning to achieve a given result, interpret and communicate information accurately, present arguments and proofs, assess the validity of an argument, and critically evaluate a given way of presenting information. How 3. Solve problems within mathematics and in other contexts. Students should be able to translate problems in mathematical or non-mathematical contexts into a process or a series of mathematical processes, make and use connections between different parts of mathematics, interpret results in the context of the given problem, evaluate methods used and results obtained, evaluate solutions to identify how they may have been affected by assumptions made. 38. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.0 Weighting of Assessment Objectives for GCSE Mathematics Foundation Tier Assessment Objectives, OWS, Component Weighting, Approx Percent, Overall Weighting, Approx Percent, Paper 1, Paper 2, Paper 3, AO 140. 6040, 6040, 6050 out 215, 3515, 3515, 3525 out 315, 3515, 3515, 3525 overall weighting of components 33 1/3, 33 1/3, 33 1/3, 100 higher tier assessment objectives, OWS, component weighting, approx percent, overall weighting, approx percent, paper 1, paper 2, paper 3, AO 130, 5030, 5030, 5040 out 220, 4020, 4020, 4030 out 320, 4020, 4020, 4030 overall weighting of components 33 1/3, 33 1/3, 33 1/3, 104.3 assessment weightings. The marks awarded on the papers will be scaled to meet the weighting of the components. Students' final marks will be calculated by adding together the scaled marks for each component. Grade boundaries will be set using this total scaled mark. The scaling and total scaled marks are shown in the table below. Component maximum raw mark, scaling factor maximum, scaled mark paper 180x180, paper 280x180, paper 380x180, total scaled mark colon 240. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 395 General Administration. You can find information about all aspects of administration, as well as all the forms you need, at arca.org.uk/exams/admin. 5.1 Entries and codes. You only need to make one entry for each qualification. This will cover all the question papers and certification. Every specification is given a national discount, classification, code by the Department for Education, DfE, which indicates its subject area. If a student takes two specifications with the same discount code, further and higher education providers are likely to take the view that they have only achieved one of the two qualifications. Please check this before your students start their course. Where two specifications have the same discount code, only one of them will be counted for the purpose of the school and college performance tables. The DfE's rules on early entry will determine which one. Students can only be entered for one tier in any exam series. Qualification title tier AQA entry code DfE discount code AQA level 1/2 GCSE in mathematics foundation 8300 FRB 1 higher 8300 HRB 1. This specification complies with Ofqual's general conditions of recognition that apply to all regulated qualifications. GCSE qualification conditions that apply to all GCSEs. GCSE mathematics conditions that apply to all GCSEs in this subject. The Ofqual Qualification Accreditation Number, QAN, is 601/4608/4. 5.2 overlaps with other qualifications. There is some overlap between this specification and AQA GCSE statistics, and with ARCA's functional skills qualifications in mathematics at level 1 and level 2. Some overlap also exists with this specification and AQA level 2 certificate in further mathematics. 5.3 awarding grades and reporting results. The qualification will be graded on a 9-point scale, 1 to 9, where 9 is the best grade. Students who fail to reach the minimum standard for grade 1 will be recorded as U, unclassified, and will not receive a qualification certificate. 40 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.05.4 resets, and shelf life. Students can reset the qualification as many times as they wish, within the shelf life of the qualification. November entries will only be available to students who were at least 16 on the previous 31 August, as set out in Ofqual's GCSE subject level conditions and requirements for mathematics, and we will make reasonable checks to ensure schools and colleges comply with this requirement. 5.5 Previous learning and prerequisites. Students are not required to have taken any particular qualifications before taking this course. Any requirements for entry to a course based on this specification are at the discretion of schools and colleges. However, as mathematics is taught in progressively greater depth over the course of Key Stage 3 and Key Stage 4, GCSE outcomes may reflect or build upon subject content that is typically taught at Key Stage 3. There is no expectation that teaching of such content should be repeated during the GCSE course, where it has already been taught effectively at an earlier stage. 5.6 Access to Assessment. Diversity and Inclusion General Qualifications are designed to prepare students for a wide range of occupations and further study. Therefore, our qualifications must assess a wide range of competencies. The subject criteria have been assessed to see if any of the skills or knowledge required present any possible difficulty to any students, whatever their ethnic background, religion, sex, age, disability or sexuality. If any difficulties were encountered, the criteria were reviewed again to make sure that tests of specific competencies were only included if they were important to the subject. As members of the Joint Council for Qualifications, JCQ, we participate in the production of the JCQ document access arrangements and reasonable adjustments, general and vocational qualifications. We follow these guidelines when assessing the needs of individual students who may require an access arrangement or reasonable adjustment. This document is published on the JCQ website at jcq.org.uk. Students with disabilities and special needs, we can make arrangements for disabled students and students with special needs to help them access the assessments, as long as the competencies being tested are not changed. Access arrangements must be agreed before the assessment. For example, a braille paper would be a reasonable adjustment for a braille reader, but not for a student who does not read braille. We are required by the Equality Act 2010 to make reasonable adjustments to remove or lessen any disadvantage that affects a disabled student. If you have students who need access arrangements or reasonable adjustments, you can apply using the Access Arrangements online service at arca.org.uk/ECA/special consideration. We can give special consideration to students who have been disadvantaged at the time of the exam through no fault of their own. For example, a temporary illness, injury or serious problem, such as the death of a relative. We can only do this after the exam. Your exam officer should apply online for special consideration at arca.org.uk/ECA. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 41 for more information and advice about access arrangements, reasonable adjustments, and special consideration. Please see arca.org.uk/access or email access arrangements queries at arca.org.uk. 5.7 Working with AQA for the first time. If your school or college has not previously offered any AQA specification, you need to register as an AQA center to offer our exams to your students. Find out how at arca.org.uk/becomeecenter. If your school or college is new to this specification, please let us know by completing an intention to enter form. The easiest way to do this is via eqa@arca.org.uk/eqa. 5.8 Private Candidates. A private candidate is someone who enters for exams through an AQA-approved school or college but is not enrolled as a student there. If you are a private candidate, you may be self-taught, homeschooled, or have private tuition, either with a tutor or through a distance learning organization. You must be based in the UK. If you have any queries as a private candidate, you can speak to the exams officer at the school or college where you intend to take your exams. Visit our website at arca.org.uk/exams/admin/email. Private candidates at arca.org.uk. 5.9 Materials for use in the examination. For all question papers, students are expected to have mathematical instruments available for use in the exam. These instruments are defined as pencil, for use in diagrams only, ruler, pair of compasses, protractor. A calculator is required for use in paper 2 and paper 3 of this specification. Details of the requirements for calculators can be found in the Joint Council for General Qualifications document instructions for conducting examinations. For GCSE mathematics exams, calculators should have the following as a minimum requirement: 4 rules and square square root reciprocal and power function brackets, a memory facility, appropriate exponential, trigonometric and statistical functions. For the purposes of this specification, a calculator is any electronic or mechanical device which may be used for the performance of mathematical computations. However, only those permissible in the guidance in the instructions for conducting examinations are allowed in GCSE mathematics examinations. 42 Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. GCSE Mathematics, 8300. For exams in May/June 2017 onwards. Version 1.06 Appendix. Mathematical Formulae 1. Students are expected to know the following formulae included in the subject content. They will not be given in the exam. Refer to the subject content section to determine the tier at which these formulae could be used. The quadratic formula, the solution of x2 plus bx plus c equals 0, where a not equal to 0, x equals b2 minus 4, ac2 a minus b plus or minus circumference, and area of a circle, where r is the radius, and d is the diameter. Circumference of a circle equals 2r equals d area of a circle equals r2. Pythagoras theorem, in any right-angled triangle, where a, b and c are lengths of the sides, and c is the hypotenuse. A2 plus B2 equals C2. Trigonometry formulae, in any right-angled triangle ABC, where A, B and C are lengths of the sides, and C is the hypotenuse. A B a sin a equals C, cos a equals C, tan a equals B, in any triangle ABC, where A, B and C are lengths of the sides. A B C sine rule. Sin a equals sin B equals sin C cosine rule. A2 equals B2 plus C2 minus 2BC cos a 1 area equals 2 ab sin C2. Students are expected to know the following formulae, or be able to derive them. They will not be given in the exam. Refer to the subject content section to determine the tier at which these formulae could be used. Perimeter, area, surface area, and volume formulae, where A and B are the lengths of the parallel sides, and H is their perpendicular separation. 1 area of a trapezium equals 2 a plus bh. Volume of a prism equals area of cross-section x length. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. 43 Compound interest, where p is the principal amount, r is the interest rate over a given period, and n is number of times that the interest is compounded. R total accrued equals P1 plus 100N probability, where PA is the probability of outcome A, and PB is the probability of outcome B. PA or B equals PA plus PB minus PA, and BPA and B equals PA given BPB3. Students are not expected to memorize the following formulae. They will be given in the exam in the relevant question. Refer to the subject content section to determine the tier at which these formulae could be used. Perimeter, area, surface area, and volume formulae, where R is the radius of the sphere, or cone, L is the slant height of a cone, and H is the perpendicular height of a cone. Curved surface area of a cone equals RL surface area of a sphere equals 4R2. Volume of a sphere equals 43R3. Volume of a cone equals 13R2H. Kinematics formulae, where A is constant acceleration, U is initial velocity, V is final velocity, S is displacement from the is zero time taken. Position when t equals 0, and t equals v equals u plus at 1 s equals at plus 2 at 2 v2 equals u2 plus 2 at 44. Visit arca.org.uk/8300 for the most up-to-date specifications, resources, support and administration. Get help and support. Visit our website for information, guidance, support and resources at arca.org.uk/8300. You can talk directly to the mathematics subject team. Maths at arca.org.uk. 0161-957-3852-arca.org.uk G00403 copyright 2014 AQA and its licenses. All rights reserved. AQA retains the copyright on all its publications, including the specifications. However, schools and colleges registered with AQA are permitted to copy material from this specification for their own internal use. AQA Education, AQA, is a registered charity, number 1,073,334, and a company limited by guarantee registered in England and Wales, company number 3,644,723. Our registered address is AQA, Bever Street, Manchester M15 6EX.